CNN's King, Trump endorses the forcible resettlement of people from Gaza. By Pam Key on February 4, 2025. Tuesday on CNN's The Lead, Washington correspondent John King said that President Donald Trump supported the forcible resettlement of people from Gaza. After meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump said, "You can't live in Gaza right now. You look over the decades, it's all death in Gaza. This has been happening for years, it's all death." He added, "I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. I think that Gaza has been very unlucky for them. Why would they want to return? It's been hell." King said, "If you don't think elections have consequences, listen to that over and over and over again." And President Trump says it so casually sometimes you don't understand what he's saying because he just says it as if he's saying, "You know, Tuesday comes after Monday and there's a weekend before that." That was the President of the United States sitting in the Oval Office endorsing the forcible resettlement of Palestinians off their own land. Off of land that international law recognizes as their land. As land that the United States, until 2 weeks and a day ago, at least recognized as their land. And the Prime Minister of Israel, the state created because Jews were forcibly relocated and forcibly resettled and then killed in Europe by Hitler. Sitting there smiling while the President of the United States is saying we should forcibly resettle a people off their land. He added, "For the President of the United States, a democracy, to say we would forcibly support the forcible resettlement of people because he says it's hell. The Palestinian people would tell you that's their land. And they didn't want to be, you know, there was a terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th. But the idea that a result of that should be the Palestinian people forcibly resettled off their land with no international conversation. No Palestinian representation by the President of the United States. I can't think of a bigger policy shift like that." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.